The Adventures of Captain Pump, Book 2. More Than Just Fudge. Chapter 1. A New School Year Begins. Students gather in the schoolyard, reuniting with friends and sizing up familiar rivals. Guido and Myron stand against the fence and spot Zach, captain of the basketball team, huddled with his friends Willow and Nathan. Guido stares in their direction. Zach gives Guido the evil eye as the bell rings. A New School Year Begins. Eager students funnel into the school and hurry down the hallways to their classrooms. In the gymnasium, Coach Mo blows his whistle and gathers his class together for an announcement.
Okay, everyone, pay attention. There will be a state fitness test this semester.
Half the students led by Guido and Myron moan in unison. The other half led by Nathan, the school star football player, cheer in excitement with high fives all around.
Now here is the bad news, says Coach Mo. Those who do not pass the test will get a failing mark in gym class. All of you have the potential to pass if you start preparing now.
Emma, a straight-A student who hates gym, starts to panic. Her face goes white, and sweat drips down her forehead. Guido and Myron notice the look of sheer terror on her face. They share a sinister smirk. Then Guido walks over to her.
What's wrong with you?
Asks Guido.
I suck at gym. I'm weak, and I hate fitness tests.
What's the big deal?
The big deal is that I can't fail gym class, or any other class for that matter,
answers Emma.
Don't worry, it's not that bad. I fail stuff all the time.
Emma looks at Guido in disgust.
Yeah, well, I am not you. I have never failed anything in my life, and I don't plan to start now.
Failing isn't so bad. You'll see,
replies Guido.
There's a first time for everything.
Myron and Guido exchange a high five. Myron laughs.
Yeah, a first time for everything.
Zach saunters over with his jock flock, led by Nathan and Willow.
Ready to fail again, clown face? Shouts Zach.
Shut it, jock boy,
snaps Guido. Zach and his buddies laugh at Guido and walk off towards the lockers. Myron grows angry. He furrows his brow, shuffles his feet, cracks his knuckles, and charges towards Zach. Guido quickly holds him back.
Not now, Myron. We'll get him when the time is right.
Yeah, when the time is right,
agrees Myron. A worried Emma stands at her locker. Guido walks over.
Are you coming?
Says Guido.
Why would I go anywhere with you?
Answers Emma.
Because I know a way you can pass the fitness test.
You do?
Are you coming?
Emma looks back at Guido. He throws her a wink and a smile.
Come on, you want to pass, don't you?
I'm good, but thanks anyway,
answers Emma. Guido's smile turns to a frown, his wink
into a scowl.
He shrugs his shoulders.
Suit yourself.
Come on, Myron.
Guido and Myron saunter off as Emma shouts,
I am going to pass that test. You'll see.
Emma closes her locker and heads off to class. Miss Johnson sees her walk by with a worried look on her face. George rounds the corner with his toolbox in hand.
Hi, Ashley. How is my favorite English teacher?
I'm good, but I'm a little worried about Emma. She seems a little stressed. Where are you off to? She asks.
Oh, I'm off to fix the old boiler. In fact, I better keep moving before Miss Barklot says something. Sometimes I wonder if she has a GPS on me. Gotta go.
Chapter 2. Put on your thinking cap. In the boiler room, George is on his back trying to fix the clanky boiler. The custodian starts to hammer a pipe with a wrench. His face is red as a beet as sweat drips down his brow.
That should loosen it up. One more hit. Whoa!
The pipe starts to crack. A small drop of oil lands on his face. More drops fall as the pipe starts to swell like a balloon, getting bigger and bigger until, poof, the pipe rips open. George is showered with a stream of black sludge. Captain Pump appears out of nowhere and offers George an orange towel the size of a postage stamp. George looks at the mini towel.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Don't begrudge help, George, says Captain Pump. You might want to call a plumber,
suggests our fitness superhero.
Are you always this motivating? Answers George.
Hey, I just call them like I see them, buddy. Here, let me help.
What do you know about fixing a boiler? Says George.
I know enough to know that using a wrench as a hammer is not going to work. Anyway, we have other issues. Ashley was right about Emma being stressed. Open the book, George.
George pulls the magic comic book from his back pocket and flips it open. They both stare at the scrolling frames on the page. Down on the playing field, Emma approaches the jock flock as they pick teams to play a friendly game of soccer.
Hey guys, can I play?
Asks Emma.
You want to play with us? Laughs Willow.
Yeah, why not? I can be useful, you know.
She answers.
Oh yeah?
Well, all right then, says Zack.
Emma stands with the other kids waiting to get picked by one of the two team captains, Willow and Zack. One after another, the players are chosen until only one remains, Emma. But nobody picks her.
Hey, what about me?
Asks a distraught Emma.
You play goalie, Emma.
I don't want to play goalie,
she says. Well, that's the only position available, says Zack.
Then I don't want to play.
Okay, no problem.
Zack and the rest of the players run off to start the game. George and Captain Pump continue to look at the scrolling frames in the magic comic book. Emma walks to the end of the field and sits in the bleachers, watching the other kids play. George closes the comic book and looks at Captain Pump.
Okay, what do we do about Emma?
Asks the Cape One.
You're the fitness guru. What do you suggest?
Asks George.
Well, since you are my representative here in the real world, I will give you an assignment. Find out what we should do to help little Emma.
How would I know what we should do? Says a confused George.
Think on it, my friend. I am sure you will come up with something,
says the captain as he reaches in his little pocket and pulls out a little apple.
You're the workout wonder. What do you think we should do?
Asks George as he reaches in his big pocket and pulls out a big apple. They wink at each other and take a bite of their apples at the same time.
Great minds think alike, George.
The mini mite dives into the comic book and disappears into its pages. George continues to zero in on the action when Captain Pump's half-eaten apple core pops out from the book and lands on his lap.
Oh, thanks a lot, mutters George into the comic book.
Put your thinking cap on, George, and use it to its core. Get it? Core. Apple core.
Laughs the captain as his voice disappears deep into the pages. Chapter 3. In the Name of Fudge. Meanwhile, in Pumpland, deep in the mountains, high above the land of healthy living, the evil leader Freddy Fudge stands on a rocky ledge, looking down on the health-crazed land from high above his lair. A group of sugar-infested villains gathers around the large caverns in a dark and dusty terrain below snow-covered peaks as far as the eye can see. Freddy Fudge, flanked by his fudge-stick guards, turns to address his devilish-looking villains.
The time has come to start our mission. One that will take us to new heights as both a sweet and sour nation. It's just a matter of time before we make all the kids in the land of Pump disciples of our sugary ways.
The crowd cheers. Flaky Frankie, a stoic-looking giant tart covered in frosted armor and slimy suit, a gooey monster made with layers of processed sugary green slime, lead the cheer. Freddy Fudge continues.
Together, we will bring Pumpland and that healthy hooligan, Captain Pump, to their knees. We will be victorious. Long live sugar and sweets!
The crowd erupts in a joyous chant. A deafening sound emerges from the sky. Boom! Bang! Thunder sounds, and big dark clouds move in while the villains continue to chant in celebration. As clouds start to cover the Pumpland sky, Captain Pump flies high above the trees, waving to the children playing below, saluting the animals in the forest, and giving the thumbs up to his construction team who are hard at work on those majestic purple eggplant buildings. The captain pulls a quick turn and hovers over a big red cylinder-shaped barn. This is the CP Farm, a wonderful place where fruits and vegetables grow, cows give fresh milk, and chickens lay the most delicious eggs. As the Pumpland farmers plant and harvest their vast fields of crops, the captain comes in for a landing.
Looking very leafy, my friends, says an excited Cape captain.
This year's crops of fruits and vegetables will be amazing, says Fernando the farmer as he takes Captain Pump through the vast fields. As far as the eye can see, there are rows and rows of high-growing corn and plump tomato plants. Giant pumpkins, hearty jumbo carrots, and crisp heads of lettuce are plentiful too.
That's a healthy heap, says an excited captain. Fernando continues.
On the other side of the garden are a variety of fresh fruits. Bush is full of delicious blueberries and strawberries, vines of mouth-watering grapes and watermelons, and trees hung with big, juicy apples and oranges,
explains the happy farmer.
Oh, I'm getting hungry just looking at it all, says Captain Pump.
The sky quickly turns gray. The thunder echoes down from the mountains into the Pumpland Valley.
Looks like rain. You know, rain is Mother Nature's way of saving the day the healthy way, says a happy superhero.
At that moment, the captain's CP watch starts to vibrate and blink bright yellow, indicating something is not right in the real world. Back in the real world, George continues eyeing the magical comic book. He sees a disappointed Emma sitting in the bleachers watching the other kids play soccer. He rushes over to her.
Having fun, Emma? Asks George.
Not really, Mr. Basner. I'm kind of upset.
Well, why don't you go and join the fun? It looks like they could use the help.
Don't you get it, Mr. Basner? I'm not an athlete. In fact, I suck at sports, and nobody wants me on their team anyway. Sports suck!
Emma walks away. Suddenly, Captain Pump appears over George.
It seems like we have our work cut out for us, says Captain Pump.
George nods in agreement.
Chapter 4. Here, Kitty Kitty. Meanwhile, in Pumpland, high in the Pumpland Mountains in Freddy Fudge's lair, the Fudge Stick guards lead Flaky Frankie and Slimy Sue down a long and narrow stone tunnel with torchlit sconces along its walls. As they come to the end, the walls separate and open to a giant room carved from the heavy stone. In the middle is a giant cage holding a ferocious mountain cat with big fangs and a creepy snarl. Freddy Fudge peeks around the side of the cage.
Oh good, you're here, says the evil villain.
You wanted to see us, boss? Asks Flaky Frankie.
This cage represents our future.
Our future? Looks like a scary cat to me, says Flaky.
Not for long. But you might be part of our past if you interrupt me again,
answers an annoyed Freddy Fudge.
Sorry, boss,
answers Frankie.
As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, this cage represents our future. The sweet new sensation that kids will relish in a delicious way. The ultimate in sucrose overdose.
Freddy Fudge stands next to the big cage housing the captured mountain cat. He pulls out a large bag marked Sugar 2.0. Flaky Frankie and Slimy Sue continue to look on.
Right now, this cat would tear you to shreds if given the chance. But after he eats this, he will become as harmless as a kitten. This sugary treat is unlike any junk food you have ever seen before. It is more potent and packs a sweeter punch, sweeter than anything you have ever tasted. It turns what should be a mean and frightening mountain cat into a big purring kitten,
explains Freddy. He reaches into the bag of Sugar 2.0 and throws a handful of this mega sweet substance into the cat's cage, and then another handful. In seconds, the cat devours it all.
Now watch, says Freddy Fudge.
As the mountain cat finishes the last bite, he sits on his back legs upright like a statue. His eyes start to glow, his long bushy tail starts to wag, and his scary snarl turns to a gentle purr. Just as Freddy Fudge said he would, the mountain cat turns into a big kitten just after a few bites of this special candy-like treat.
Here, kitty, kitty, calls the evil leader.
Wow! Exclaims Slimy Sue. That is impressive, boss.
I know. Pumpland will soon be ours. They will have no resistance, no defense. We will prevail,
boasts Freddy Fudge.
Yeah, and we will win too,
screams an excited Flaky Frankie.
Isn't that what I just said, Flaky? That is what prevail means. To win.
Oh, sorry, boss. I guess I got a little carried away. I think it's ingenious.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Fudge. Brilliant,
adds Slimy Sue.
Now, you two assemble the others. I have to get ready for this afternoon's presentation. Our future is looking sweet.
Chapter 5. Coming to the Rescue. In the real world, the students gather around the lockers as Zack and Willow catch Myron trying to touch his toes.
Ha ha ha! Hey, what's the matter? Can't touch your toes, big boy?
Laughs Zack. Myron bows his head.
Guido runs towards Zack and shoves him against the lockers.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Yell the crowd of students. As Guido and Zack get ready to exchange blows, suddenly, a much louder and resounding voice catches everyone's attention.
Zack, and you, Guido, again? Both of you, to my office, now!
Yells Principal Barkalot. Emma walks by looking more distraught than ever.
I've never failed anything before in my life, and I can't start now.
She walks into the cafeteria and stands in line, waiting with the other kids to be served. Clumps of mushy blobs and a sliver of stale pepperoni pizza are thrown on their plates.
Is this stuff even edible? Asks Emma.
It looks kind of gross,
says Nathan, captain of the football team. He looks in his backpack and pulls out a glass jar.
I bring a protein shake every day.
Well, aren't you a genius?
Says Emma sarcastically as she leaves with her unappetizing lunch tray. Back in Pumpland, Captain Pump sits at his control center in the Carrot headquarters, gazing over the security monitors as a gentle breeze blows in from the open window. He looks over and sees Christina, the beautiful bluebird, fly in and perch herself on his screen.
Hello, lovely Christina. It's been a while since I've seen you and heard your lovely voice, says Captain Pump.
Christina starts chirping away.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
The captain looks concerned, furrows his brow as her song delivers a disturbing message.
Is that so? Says the captain. What are we waiting for?
In a flash, Captain Pump and Christina the Bluebird shoot out the open window and fly into the Pumpland sky. Back in the real world, Emma rushes down the hall as Guido exits Principal Barkalot's office.
Hey, where are you going in such a hurry? Asks Guido.
I can't fail gym class.
Okay, follow me,
Guido replies. Emma pauses, ponders for a moment, then walks away with Guido. Meanwhile, in Pumpland, the captain and Christina are in full flight heading towards the Pumpland forest across the deep pond, over the trees, and in for a landing. All the forest animals come out to greet them. The squirrels come down from the trees, the raccoons pop out from the bushes, and the groundhogs emerge from their holes. Colorful birds fly over from every direction. The deer soon follow, and the bunnies bounce in. From around a large tree trunk appears the leader of the forest, the wise porcupine. He speaks.
Welcome to the forest, Captain. We are so happy to see you again.
Wise porcupine, you know I am never far away,
the captain reassures his Pumpland forest friend.
We have heard that there is trouble brewing in the mountains,
continues the wise one.
Our friend the wolf says his pack has seen a lot of movement and has heard strange noises there lately.
There is no need to worry, wise one. I will make sure that the mountains stay quiet and peaceful.
Be careful, Captain. The mountains speak differently. Evil lurks close by, I fear,
warns the wise porcupine.
Thank you, wise one. I will take that into consideration. But I promise that no one will destroy our way of life. You and all the Pumpland forest animals work so hard to keep our environment clean and cared for. I will not see our land plummet into the wrong hands. We are strong, and by working together, we can beat whatever evil there may be.
But this evil is one that is growing,
speaks an unfamiliar voice. Suddenly, a big, ferocious-looking mountain cat with big fangs and a sinister snarl saunters over to Captain Pump and the forest animals. The animals start to panic and rustle about in fear.
I mean you no harm, continues the big cat.
Please calm down. This is Morris the mountain cat. He is our friend,
says the wise porcupine.
The animals stop stirring and look on while the captain carefully watches the mountain cat.
My brother disappeared a few days ago, and I fear the worst. The voices I hear and the tracks I have found in the mountains, they are not of friendly origin. Please, I need your help to find my brother. I sense that whatever evil has him is the same that threatens your way of life here in Pumpland.
The captain ponders, looks over at the wise porcupine, and scans the rest of the animal's faces. He then takes a step towards the mountain cat.
Morris, we will help you find your brother, the captain assures him.
The mountain cat's eyes turn from despair to hope.
Thank you, captain. I knew the long trek down the mountain would be worth the trip.
Sometimes you find allies where you least expect them,
answers the captain. With Christina, the beautiful bluebird, sitting on his shoulder, Captain Pump kneels and extends his hand. Morris, the mountain cat, gives him his paw in a show of friendship. The superhero speaks to the crowd of forest animals.
We must come together and help our new friend find his brother.
The animals cheer in agreement and celebrate their new friend, Morris the mountain cat. Captain Pump's CP watch shines bright yellow.
Chapter 6, A Serious Situation. Back in the real world, George empties a trash can when Captain Pump suddenly pops up in a whirlwind. George, startled and frazzled, flips the can upside down. Garbage blows all over the place.
Oh jeez, look at this mess!
Never mind that. What's going on? Asks George.
Take out the magic comic book, says the captain.
George takes the book out of his back pocket and opens it up on the upside down garbage can. The two watch the scrolling frames in the pages of the comic book and see Emma and Guido standing at his locker.
I don't have a good feeling about this, says a concerned janitor George.
Okay, this is top secret stuff, Emma. You can't tell anyone I gave it to you. Got it?
Yeah, I get it. What is it?
Asks Emma suspiciously.
It's what's going to help you pass gym class.
Guido hands Emma a small bottle.
This will give you the energy and strength you need to pass the state fitness exam. You still didn't tell me what it is, says Emma.
It's an energy booster, trust me. It works.
I don't know. Look, do you want to pass gym class or not?
Emma grabs the bottle, puts it in her pocket, and walks off. George and Captain Pump watch the deal go down inside the magic comic book. George cannot hold back.
We have to do something about this right now!
Wait, I have a feeling we might be okay here, replies the captain.
Nathan sees Emma opening the little bottle.
What's that?
Asks Nathan.
Nothing,
replies a defiant Emma.
Then why are you hiding it if it's nothing?
It's none of your business.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Nathan shakes his head and leaves. Emma stares at the bottle. Captain Pump grabs George.
I was wrong. Let's move!
Captain Pump holds on to George as he sprints through the school, running towards Emma's locker. As they round a corner, Captain Pump glances at his CP watch. It flashes bright red. George runs as fast as he can, huffing and puffing his way down the corridor. Captain Pump is doing his best to help.
Why can't we fly? Asks an out-of-breath George.
I can, but you can't. Hurry!
George and Captain Pump reach Emma just as she is opening the little bottle. The captain dives into the magic comic book in George's back pocket.
Emma!
Yells George.
Yes, Mr. Basner?
Emma puts the little bottle back in her pocket. George tries to catch his breath.
Can I have a word with you?
Asks George.
Sure. What about?
What's that in your pocket?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing,
he replies.
It's time to take a little trip.
George opens the magic comic book. Out pops the captain as the magic comic book sucks Emma and George deep into its pages. Captain Pump crashes through page by page. Emma screams while George tumbles out of control. They reach the very last page and then slam! In Pumpland, they land against a huge crash mat in the middle of a state-of-the-art CP gym. Emma looks confused, then sees George.
Mr. Basner, where are we? And who is the guy with the cape?
She asks. I am Captain Pump, and you are in Pumpland, Emma, a world where everyone is fit and healthy.
Captain Pump is going to show you how you can pass that fitness test all on your own.
Wow, he will? I mean, you will, Captain Pump?
Yes, Emma, we are very concerned about you, states the captain.
Do you know there are no shortcuts to getting fit, healthy, and strong?
Yeah, only shortcomings and consequences, adds George.
You don't want to cheat your body, and you certainly don't want to make it unhealthy or do it harm, adds Captain Pump. You can pass that fitness test, and you don't need what's inside that little bottle to do it either. All you need to do is believe in yourself. Believe that you can, then commit to doing the work, training, eating properly, and getting your rest so your body can become a fine-tuned working machine all by itself.
But I don't know how, and I can't fail, ever,
says a worried Emma. It's all about taking care of your body, says the captain. To start, you have to exercise and move it every day. It's important to shake, bounce, turn, twist, roll, jump, run, kick, and throw on a regular basis. The captain continues, then you need to make your body strong by doing exercises like push-ups and sit-ups, squats, and arm curls. All exercises that will make your body strong and resilient. Here, let's do it together. Captain Pump grabs a barbell and starts doing curls, while George gets down on the floor to do push-ups. Emma, you can start with squats to make your legs fit and strong. Captain Pump demonstrates as Emma pays close attention.
Like this, Captain?
Yes, Emma, just like that.
Look, Mr. Basner, I am doing squats.
I see that. You are doing great.
You also need to feed your body well. Food is your friend. With a wink of an eye and a zapparoo, the captain spins at lightning speed, creating a giant tornado-like funnel. Poof! Just like that, the three magically find themselves at the CP farm. The Pumpland farmers welcome them with bowls of fresh apples, pears, and grapes. Fresh meats and fish are also offered to the visitors, along with tomatoes, cucumbers, and spinach. Become partners in crime with fresh fruits, vegetables, lean meats, and fish. Whole grains, nuts, seeds, and eggs are all part of a healthy and hearty eating plan, too. Captain Pump smiles. Remember, it's what you put in your body that will determine what kind of body you will have. If you feed it right, you will always be fit and healthy.
That's what I want, to be fit and healthy, shouts Emma.
Being fit and healthy requires you to make a lifelong commitment, says the captain.
A commitment? To whom?
She says. To yourself, Emma. You have an opportunity to build a strong and healthy body that will be your friend forever. It's up to you to make it happen, says Captain Pump wisely.
Yeah, I want a healthy body forever.
I know you do, and I believe you will, Emma. Keep working every day towards your goal of living a fit and healthy life. With a strong and healthy body, you can do anything you want. This bottle, on the other hand, is a shortcut to disaster.
Once again, with a wink of an eye and zapparoo, the captain spins at lightning speed, creating a giant tornado-like funnel. Round and round they go, leaving a huge cloud of dust behind, until, boom, just like that, the three are magically back in the Pumpland gym.
You are smart and strong and can accomplish anything you work for.
You are right, Captain Pump. I don't need this bottle. I'm stronger than that and smarter too.
Keep your body alive so you can thrive,
shouts an excited George. Captain Pump rests his hand on Emma's shoulder. If you move your body every day and feed it the healthy way, I promise that it will be fit and healthy forever. I believe in you.
I believe in you too, Emma,
says George.
Thanks, Mr. Basner. And thank you, Captain Pump, for opening my eyes and showing me that it's not that hard to have a strong and healthy body. I can do anything if I believe in myself and work hard. I don't need this bottle or anything else to make it happen. I just need me.
That's right, Emma. Now you're talking like a healthy pumpster. Our work is done here, George. Time to go back to the real world.
Zap! And just like that, Captain Pump pulls Emma and George into the magic book, crashing through the pages, speeding towards the real world at a lightning-fast pace. Emma screams as she spirals out of control through each page. George flies head over feet through the scrolling frames until crash!
Chapter 7, A Magic Trip. Back in the real world, Emma stands at her locker in the same place and time just before her magic trip. She examines the bottle that Guido gave her just minutes ago. George and Captain Pump look through the magic comic book. They cross their fingers and hope that Emma learnt a good lesson while in Pumpland. Nathan sees Emma opening the little bottle, just as he did before the little trip.
What's that? Asks Nathan.
Nothing, replies Emma as before.
Then why are you hiding it if it's nothing?
It's none of your business.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Answers Nathan as he shakes his head, turns, and walks away. George and Captain Pump, glued to the magic comic book, exchange a look of concern.
Maybe we didn't get to her. We better do something, suggests a worried George.
Patience, my friend. Look.
Captain Pump points to the scrolling frames on the pages as Emma speaks up.
Wait,
says Emma. Nathan turns around. Emma walks up to him with the little bottle in hand.
I told you it was nothing.
With a little smirk, Emma tosses it into the trash can.
I need to pass the state fitness test, admits Emma. Can you help me get stronger so I can pass the test? I mean, I believe in myself, but it would be great to have a friend's help.
Sure, I'll help you, says Nathan. I promise you will easily pass that test.
You think so?
asks a concerned Emma.
I know so. If you train hard, eat right, and get enough sleep, anything is possible, says Nathan confidently. Let's get to work.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the help, Nathan.
That's what friends are for,
answers Nathan with a big smile.
George and Captain Pump high-five one another as they close the magic comic book.
Well, I guess our work is done for the day, says George.
Not so fast, says the captain. There's still a little problem we have to handle, George.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
Where's that Guido?
Says the annoyed captain.
Moments later, George pops his head into the detention room where Guido is sitting quietly.
Guido! What's up, Mr. B?
George opens the magic comic book and out pops Captain Pump.
What's up? Your time is up.
The magic comic book sucks George and Guido into its pages. Guido screams as he falls through the pages. The captain leads the way, punching through each page. George follows. Guido tumbles close behind until crash! They come flying out the magic comic book. In Pumpland, at the CP school, Guido sits in a classroom at a desk like the one he was just sitting at in the real world. George and Captain Pump stand over him in disgust.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, hey, Mr. Basner, are we in Pumpland again?
Asks Guido.
Yes, you're in Pumpland, and you are in big trouble, young man, says Captain Pump.
Oh, not again,
answers Guido. George reaches in his pocket and pulls out the little bottle Guido gave Emma back in the real world.
What is this?
Asks the irate janitor.
I don't know. I've never seen that before in my life,
answers Guido defiantly.
Lies, more lies.
Then what is this? Captain Pump pulls out his pump pad, presses play, and shows Guido a recording of him giving Emma the little bottle in the real world. Captain Pump glares at Guido and shakes his head in disappointment.
Okay, fine. I gave her some stuff that will give her a little boost.
What kind of boost? Asks an angry George.
You know, a performance boost,
Guido answers nonchalantly.
Don't you know how dangerous these things are? You can really get sick and do some permanent damage to your body by taking this junk,
says George.
I can do damage to my body,
says Guido. Captain Pump furrows his brow.
Yes, permanent damage that you will have to live with for the rest of your life.
More so, do you know what kind of danger you put Emma in by convincing her that the garbage in this bottle will make her pass gym class?
Guido bows his head in shame.
I am sorry. I didn't know it was that bad for you.
Captain Pump puts his hand on Guido's shoulder.
You only have one body, so you better take care of it. Don't cheat it. Take care of it. You don't need a boost from a bottle. All you need are the three D's. Desire, dedication, determination. The desire to make a change, the dedication to do the work to create the change, and the determination not to give up so you can be the change. That is all the boost you'll ever need to accomplish anything in life, says the fitness guru.
You're right, Captain Pump. I feel terrible. I never meant to hurt Emma,
says Guido.
Well, it looks like you have some fixing up to do,
says George.
How?
Asks Guido.
You're a bright kid. You'll figure it out, says the captain.
Guido sheepishly nods and agrees while Captain Pump tells George,
I think it's time to go back to the real world.
George opens the magic comic book as Captain Pump pulls Guido and George in, crashing through the pages until, boom, they burst out of the book and find themselves.
Back in the real world, Guido sits at his desk in the detention room as he did minutes before the magic trip. Principal Barklot enters.
Guido, you can go now. Your detention is over, but I better not see you fighting again.
Yes, Miss Barkalot,
he answers. As Guido leaves, he meets Zack in the hall. The two rivals get in each other's faces.
This isn't over, nerd, says Zack. Watch yourself, jock boy,
warns Guido.
At least I'm not going to fail gym class, says Zack.
I'm not going to fail gym class,
answers Guido.
Yeah, we'll see, nerd.
The two stare each other down. Principal Barkalot calls Zack in for his detention.
Chapter 8, To Save a Friend. Meanwhile, in Pumpland,
Captain Pump at his command post reads incoming reports over the pump net when a sound emerges from afar. A distant squeak turns to a frantic chirp as the beautiful bluebird Christina fast approaches the giant carrot CP headquarters. She sits in the window. Captain Pump listens intently as she conveys serious information to the Cape Muscleman. Seconds later, Christina and Captain Pump soar over the CP Tower and head straight towards the Pumpland Mountains. As they climb higher and higher through the lower hanging clouds, the blue sky turns gray. The mountain terrain changes from green treetops to barren rocky cliffs. Christina signals the captain to land. He quickly comes to a stop behind a massive rock just out of sight of Freddy Fudge and his evil clan. Freddy and his cohorts gather around the cage where the big mountain cat is on display. The captain scans the area with Christina perched on his shoulder. He quickly realizes that this big cat is Morris the Mountain Cat's missing brother. Freddy Fudge addresses the crowd of evildoers.
Evil friends, our plan has been put in motion.
The crowd cheers as Freddy Fudge holds up the bag of sugar 2.0.
This is how we will take over Pumpland.
Freddy Fudge throws a few handfuls of sugar 2.0 into the cage. The mountain cat devours it. Minutes later, as Freddy Fudge keeps talking, the mountain cat starts to slowly sway and his eyes start to shut until... he falls in a heap on the cage's floor. The big ferocious cat is fast asleep. Flaky Frankie and Slimy Sue walk up to the cage. A fudge stick guard pokes the animal with his hockey-like fudge stick.
Hey boss, are you sure this cat is okay?
Asks the guard.
He's fine. Now, do you mind? I am giving a speech here.
The evil leader returns to addressing his sugar crew when a voice calls out.
He is not fine, Freddy Fudge.
Captain Pump emerges from the crowd.
Captain Pump, we meet again,
shouts Freddy Fudge. I always knew you were evil, but this, pardon the pun, takes the cake.
Guards, get him!
Yells Freddy Fudge.
Hold on, freaky fudge sticks. What you are doing here is illegal and immoral. This poor cat needs nourishment before he gets extremely sick or worse,
says the concerned captain. A hush falls over the crowd.
Talk about exaggeration,
laughs Freddy Fudge.
You think?
Well, let me show you, answers the captain. He pulls a giant screen out of his pocket and presses the play button. On the screen is a healthy mountain cat in full stride, running like the wind and helping himself to leafy green plants, berries, and protein-rich nuts and seeds.
This is a healthy diet for anyone, including this wonderful mountain cat, explains the captain.
Foolishness, says Freddy Fudge.
Everybody knows that mountain cats only eat meat.
Not here in Pumpland, says the captain.
Everyone eats a healthy, balanced diet. That's how we all save the day the healthy way.
Curses,
says the fudge villain. The video quickly changes to a lifeless mountain cat sitting in a cage after eating a large amount of sugar 2.0.
This cat has no energy and is overloaded on sugar.
Another fib, says Freddy Fudge. Sugar gives you plenty of energy.
Not if it's the only thing you eat,
says Captain Pump.
Everyone needs to eat a balanced diet of lean and clean proteins, some healthy grains, vegetables, and fresh fruits.
You see, Fudge, you didn't turn this cat into a kitten. You turned it into a lethargic mess, unable to function.
Nonsense. He is supposed to be full of pep. It says so right here on the package.
Does he look like he is full of pep?
Well, no, not really,
answers Freddy Fudge reluctantly.
Some sugar is okay, but only eating sugary foods is definitely not okay.
The captain opens the cage and approaches the sleeping cat.
All of you, take a good look at what too much sugar will do. It will put your body and brain to sleep. Not a good combination for anyone. This cat needs nourishment and fast.
Without a moment's notice, the captain puts the sleeping cat on his shoulders. Freddy's eyes turn yellow with rage.
Guards, get him!
Orders Freddy Fudge. Captain Pump takes off in a jet as the fudge stick guards launch balls of fudge at the flying hero. The captain's CP watch blinks bright red. Chapter 9, To Save a Friend, Part 2. The captain shifts to turbo speed and flies down the mountain into Pumpland airspace over the CP school and the big red barn, disappearing into the forest where he lays the poor cat down on the ground.
Oh, wise porcupine! I have someone who needs help! Right away!
Yells the captain. The wise porcupine steps out and sees the poor cat lying motionless on the grass.
He needs nourishment fast. But captain, we don't have any meat for him,
says the wise one.
He is starting to fade, says a worried captain. Get him what you have. Nuts, seeds, berries, and apples, and whatever else you have here in the forest. We have to move quickly.
The wise one summons all the animals in the forest, each bringing something healthy for the giant cat to eat. The squirrels with handfuls of nuts and seeds, the raccoons with their pockets full of leafy greens, the birds led by Christina the bluebird shower the mountain cat with big juicy apples, and the bunnies offer hearty carrots. The wise porcupine presents the mountain cat with a plateful of assorted berries to complete this wonderful healthy meal. Captain Pump's CP watch is now a bright yellow. The animals start to feed the suffering cat,
who begins to come out of the lethargic sugar coma. He munches down on all the great food that the animals have kindly brought for him. Slowly, his eyes widen. His energy, vigor, and strength improve with each bite. The lifeless cat comes back to life after eating a great meal full of wonderful foods that save the day the healthy way. The cat stands tall, then turns to the animals and Captain Pump.
I cannot thank you and all of your wonderful animals enough, Captain. I owe you a great deal of gratitude,
says the recovering mountain cat. We are glad to help, my friend, says the captain.
Please call me Boris.
We should get you back home, Boris. I know someone who will be incredibly happy to see you. Come on, I'll give you a lift.
I must say, although I feel pretty neat, I can't wait to get home and have a big piece of meat.
The animals nervously laugh in unison as the cat jumps on Captain Pump's back.
Well, Boris, maybe this will encourage you to eat a more balanced diet from now on.
Maybe it will, Captain. Maybe it will.
They wave goodbye to the animals as they take off into the pumpland sky, flying towards the mountains to take Boris home. Morris, the mountain cat, sits in his den high in the Pumpland Mountains, looking sad and lonely. Suddenly, from a distance, he hears a familiar roar. Morris springs to his feet and stands at the opening to his cave. Captain Pump and Boris appear from behind a cluster of rocks. Morris and his brother Boris rush towards one another, embrace, and dance around, elated to be reunited.
Captain Pump, we are so grateful for all you and your friendly animals have done for us. How can we ever repay you?
That's what friends do for one another. They help and extend a hand or a paw in times of need.
Well, rest assured, if you ever need a paw or two, we are here for you anytime,
says Morris.
Yes, absolutely, Captain. We will always be there for you and your wonderful animals.
That's Boris.
There is one thing you may be able to do, not just for me, but for you as well.
Name it and consider it done, answers Morris.
You could both try eating a more balanced diet. Right, Boris? Says the captain.
Morris looks confused.
I'll explain, says Boris to his brother. We will definitely give it a try, Captain.
The captain glances at his CP watch, now flashing bright green.
Until we meet again, my friends.
Captain Pump takes off into the Pumpland sky. He opens his real-world monitor app on his CP watch, turns on the turbo speed, and disappears high into the clouds.
Chapter 10. Here we go again. Back in the real world, George is hard at work mopping the gymnasium floor when Captain Pump slides out of the magic comic book from George's pocket. He hovers in front of the janitor.
Where have you been?
Asks George.
I had a cat issue to deal with. Anyway, what is happening with Emma?
Let's have a look-see.
George opens the magic comic book and peers intently at the scrolling frames with the captain of fitness. Emma walks down the hall when Guido and Myron approach her.
Just the girl I wanted to see,
says Guido.
I tossed that bottle in the trash,
says Emma.
I don't need it or anything else to pass that test. I'm going to do it on my own steam.
Okay, cool. I get that, Emma. I am sorry for suggesting it in the first place. I am sure you will pass that fitness test, too.
Yeah, I have a friend who's going to help me train and get stronger and everything,
explains an excited Emma.
Wow, I wish I had someone to train me, says Guido.
What about Myron?
He doesn't like working out or exercising.
Haha, sounds like me, says Emma.
I guess playing video games isn't going to make my body fit, says Myron.
Just then, Emma's hero, Nathan, walks by.
Hey, what are you guys up to? Asks Nathan.
Hi, Nathan,
says Emma, with a big smile on her face.
We were just talking about the fitness test and how we have to work out so we can get fit and be healthy.
Yeah, it's the best feeling in the world, says Nathan.
At that moment, Zack and Willow walk by, surprised to see Nathan talking to Emma and the two rivals.
Hey, Nathan, what are you doing with these nerds?
Asks Zack.
Nerds? Says Nathan.
Yeah, they're weirdos. Come on.
Zack and Willow pull Nathan away. Emma and Guido glare in anger as Nathan reluctantly follows the two jocks. Immediately, George and Captain Pump's grins turned to faces of chagrin as they followed the scene unraveling in the school hallway through the magic pages.
"This is why so many kids quit sports and exercising," says a disgruntled George.
"It's time we had a talk with Zack and Willow,"
answers the captain.
"Wait,"
exclaims George.
"Look, something's happening."
"It's okay, Emma," says Guido. "Those jocks are jerks. Let's help each other pass that test."
"How are we going to do that?" asks Emma.
"I guess we can try and help each other work out and reach our goal."
"What's our goal?"
asks Myron.
Passing the fitness test,
scream Emma and Guido. George cracks a smile.
"See, I told you something was happening," he says.
"Yeah, that's great. But those two need to learn a thing or two,"
says an annoyed caped fitness guru.
"It's time we had a talk with Zack and Willow."
Zack, Willow, and Nathan are walking towards the schoolyard door when Nathan speaks up.
"You know, that wasn't very cool."
"What?" answers Zack. "You mean those nerds? Look, they won't ever be like us. Don't waste your time with them. They're losers."
Nathan shakes his head in disbelief.
"No, dude. You are the one losing out. Later."
"Hey, Nathan, where are you going?" shouts Zack.
"To help a friend pass a fitness test," answers Nathan. The hulking football player gets right in Zack's face.
"Do you have a problem with that?"
Zack freezes. Willow shakes her head no.
"You two have a lot to learn about friendship."
Nathan heads back inside the school.
Chapter 11. Another Magic Trip.
Zack and Willow saunter down the hallway like nothing happened. George walks up to the two athletes.
"Hey, can you two help me over here for a second?
We are going to be late for practice, Mr. Basner."
"It won't take but a minute."
Okay. Reluctantly agree Willow and Zack. As the two approach, George opens the magic comic book. Captain Pump pops out and swoop! The book sucks Zack and Willow into its magic pages. George, a real pro now at traveling through the magic comic book, jumps right in. Willow and Zack scream at the top of their lungs as they free fall through its pages. Captain Pump leads the way, flying through until, boom! They come tumbling out of the magic comic book and into the beautiful world of Pumpland. In Pumpland, with the Carrot headquarters in the background, Captain Pump addresses Willow and Zack.
"You two think you are so much better than everyone else?"
says the captain.
"No, we don't. And who are you?" exclaims Zack.
"Where are we?"
asks Willow.
"You are in Pumpland, and this is Captain Pump," says George.
"Oh, yeah, and what? Let me guess. He's a superhero, and we were teleported here?"
laugh Zack and Willow. "This is..." The captain cuts him off mid-sentence. "You two think you are so great. All that and a bag of chips. Veggie chips, that is."
"What do you mean?"
says a confused Zack.
"Exactly.
You don't know how mean you two can be. Being confident is great. You need to believe in your abilities no matter what you do. But being overconfident can lead to arrogance. Then you start to think you are better than everyone else. That, my friends, is dangerous and encourages the wrong behavior." Zack and Willow lower their heads as the captain continues. "Remember, no matter how good you are, there will always be people better than you, and that is part of the game of life. The important thing is having the right attitude about your fellow competitors, teammates, and your fellow classmates, too," Captain Pump goes on. "You two are great athletes, and you will most likely always be better in sports than a lot of other kids. But making people think they are not worthy because you can kick or throw a ball better than they can is definitely not cool. It makes you weaker instead of stronger, both as an athlete and as a person." Zack and Willow pay attention to the captain's words. "Make them better by helping them improve. Make them feel worthy as your coaches make you feel. And make them confident that they are capable of playing sports regardless if they play competitively or just for fun." Zack and Willow nod in agreement. "If you do all this, it will make you better people in every way because others will value you not only as good athletes, but as good people. And that, kids, will carry you a long way in life."
"I never thought of it that way, but when you put it like that, it makes a lot of sense," says Zack.
"Helping people makes you stronger?" asks Willow.
"Yes, it does, Willow," affirms Captain Pump.
"So, what can we do to help our classmates be better at sports?"
asks Willow.
"I'm sure you two can figure that out."
"George, I think our work is done here. Time to go back to the real world."
George retrieves the magic comic book from his back pocket, opens it, and zap! Just like that, Captain Pump pulls George, Zack, and Willow into the magic pages. They crash through each one, led by the captain himself. Zack and Willow scream at the top of their lungs as they tumble head over heels through the magic pages until, boom!
they come flying through the cover of the magic book and land back in the real world in the same place and time just before the magic trip to Pumpland.
Chapter 12. A Lesson Learned. Back in the real world, Guido, Emma, and Myron are in the schoolyard sweating it out on the side of the track, trying to do push-ups, sit-ups, and pull-ups. Myron pulls his body up as hard as he can. Emma lies on her back attempting to do sit-ups, and Guido struggles to do one push-up.
It's no use. We will never be able to pass that test. I am doomed to fail,
cries a worried Emma.
No, you won't, Emma.
Emma looks up and smiles from ear to ear.
Nathan, you came back!
I told you I was going to help you, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm sorry I walked away earlier.
That's okay, I'm happy you came back,
says Emma. Nathan extends his hand and pulls Emma to her feet. Guido and Myron slowly start to walk away.
Hey guys, where are you going? Don't you want to pass that test too?
Asks Nathan. Guido and Myron turn around.
Sure we do, but you're a jock and we are.
And you are my friends, and friends help each other,
says Nathan.
Cool bro, let's do this,
says a pumped up Guido. Emma gives it all she has and, with Nathan's help, pulls herself above the chin-up bar. Guido struggles but manages to do one push-up, and Myron does one sit-up. Nathan then leads the three of them through a set of running drills when Coach Mo walks by, stunned at what he sees.
That's okay, guys. We all have to start somewhere. I wasn't always a good athlete, says Nathan. I remember struggling too when I first started training. But if you keep it up, you will get better and stronger every day,
says an encouraging Nathan. Zach and Willow spot them.
Look at that, says Zach. I see it. Let's go talk to him,
answers Willow. Zach nods as they walk over to Nathan. Hey, says Zach.
Hey,
answers Nathan.
You decided to help.
My friends get fit, yes,
announces Nathan. Cool, says Zach. Then he and Willow walk away. George sits in his broom closet office having a shake and watching the scene unfold through the magic comic book.
I guess that is an improvement, mutters the janitor to himself.
Yes, it is, says Captain Pump as he pops out from the magic pages. It is a great improvement. Both Zach and Willow now respect the fact that Nathan wants to help Guido, Myron, and Emma pass that fitness test. That is a good start to developing a friendship.
Yeah, but they should have offered to help too.
One step at a time, George.
The broom closet door pops open. Hi, George, says a smiling Ashley. Captain Pump dives back in as George closes the magic comic book.
Oh, hello, Ashley. What brings you to the custodian quarters?
Laughs George. The kids are going on a field trip next week, and I was wondering if you would like to come along as a chaperone.
Me?
Asks George.
Yes, you. I would like for you to be a chaperone for our field trip, says Ashley.
Wow, sure, that sounds like fun, but I'm a janitor. I don't think Miss Barkalot would
leave her to me. I will talk to her.
Wow, thank you, Ashley. I would love to be a chaperone for your field trip.
Great. Ashley smiles and continues down the hall.
Captain Pump slithers out of the comic book.
She has a crush on you.
No, she doesn't. She's just a nice person.
Who has a crush on you? You really should tell her you like her.
Stop it. No, she doesn't, and no, I don't.
George admires himself in the mirror on the back of his door.
She has a crush on me?
George wonders.
Well, I guess she could do a lot worse than me.
Now you're talking, George. Don't undervalue yourself. You are a great catch, says Captain Pump.
If you say so, little buddy.
The captain disappears deep into the pages of the magic comic book. Back in Pumpland, Captain Pump sits at his desk in his Carrot headquarters. His screen lights up as a message from the CP Tower appears. His chief scientists pop up on the screen.
It cannot be done, Captain. We are sorry.
Why not? Asks an upset superhero.
Captain, I'm afraid what you are asking for is theoretically impossible to create,
confirms the lead scientist.
Feelings and emotions are things that cannot be created in a lab,
agrees a research team leader. The scientist continues.
Captain, we have studied the plans and discussed the project at length. Our findings are unanimous, and unfortunately, what you wish us to create is impossible for us to do.
Of course it's possible. Anything is possible. You just need to try harder,
insists the captain.
Captain, we are scientists, not miracle workers. We work with facts and findings, not wishes and dreams.
Well, the fact is, you need to go back to the drawing board and make this dream work.
With all due respect, we are not able to fulfill your wish.
I am sorry, Captain.
The screen goes black, leaving Captain Pump staring at the printout he had given his scientists earlier.
I guess it wasn't meant to be.
He folds the printout page, puts it in the CP belt, and flies out into the Pumpland sky. He flies at top speed over the deep forest through the majestic mountains and back around his Carrot headquarters to finally come in for a landing in front of the purple eggplant building still under construction. The captain saunters up the walkway towards the front door. He walks inside and strolls through the freshly painted rooms. Standing in the hallway, he unfolds the printout of his top secret project and looks at it carefully.
If only wishes could come true.
Suddenly, Captain Pump hears the front door open. He slowly turns around and freezes. His face lights up as he smiles from ear to ear.
It's you.
The end. Captain's Corner.
Hey kids, it's me, Captain Pump. Now that's what I call a cliffhanger ending. Who was at the door? What will happen next? It's been quite the journey so far. Let's do a quick recap. Emma found out that you need to believe in yourself to be successful at anything in life. She also learned that you must work for what you want. Believing alone won't get you results. Having support from your friends, family, teachers, and coaches really helps too. You must do in order to get results. Complaining that you are not good enough or you don't have what it takes is not the Pumpster way. You must believe that you can and then do what it takes to get it done. Whether it is your schoolwork, playing an instrument, or sports, when you do the work, practice, and believe in yourself, anything is possible. That's what Emma found out. She understood that you do not need a bottle of something to make you stronger or better. All you need are the three D's. Do you remember what they are? Desire, dedication, determination. If someone offers you a bottle of anything, say no thank you and walk away. That is how you save the day the healthy way. Guido found out that shortcuts lead to shortcomings and could be dangerous to your health too. Remember, my little Pumpsters, you need a good healthy diet like mine. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and lean meats along with regular exercise and lots of water will make your body stronger and powerful. Finally, a good night's sleep will help you be your best, so make sure you get your rest. So to recap, you need 1. Healthy food to eat, 2. Regular exercise, 3. Good sleep. Let's talk about Zack and Willow. We all know they are great athletes, and we all admire them for that. Playing sports should be fun, and playing sports should be for everyone. Not everybody is meant to be a competitive athlete. Maybe you are destined to become a champion in something else. Heroes come from all walks of life and are found in every profession. No matter what you choose to do, always believe in yourself, just like I believe in you. You know, life is full of opportunities to learn. Zack and Willow learned that helping people become better not only makes you a winner in sports, it also makes you a winner in life. Nathan is a real winner in life, and you will be too. After all, you are a Pumpster in training. Becoming a winner in life takes work. So remember, if you want to get better in sports, you need to work for it. If you want to get better at school, you need to work for it. If you want to get better at anything in life, you need to what? Yes, work for it. I know what that means. Truth be told, I was not always in great shape. I started off in the same place as you, at the beginning, square one. I began eating healthy foods and exercising. I did my workouts and got plenty of rest. I did that day after day, week after week, and year after year. As a result, I gained muscle and I got fit and stronger. If I could do it, you can do it too. Don't worry, I am here to help you save the day the healthy way.
Captain's Gym. Time for today's fitness lesson.
If you followed the lesson in Book 1, you know how important it is to be active. Moving your body 60 minutes a day will keep your body fit and healthy all the way. What's your favorite way to keep your body moving? My favorite is running and jumping. What's your favorite way to move your body? In Pumpland, we keep active all the time. And so should you. Be careful and always make sure you exercise and play in a safe place. Are you ready? Let's start. Workout 1. Repeat from book 1. As I explained in book 1, move your body for at least 60 minutes a day. If you need to, go back to the end of book 1 and look at what I say about moving your body. Now, let's add a few things. Workout 2. Along with the push-ups, sit-ups, and squats, it is time to introduce a few more fun exercises that will help you get strong and healthy. 1. Jump and wave. This is so cool and a fun and useful way to warm up your whole body before you play sports. It's easy. Put your hands on your hips and stand with your feet together. Then, jump. Land with your feet spread apart. Swing your arms over your head and wave. Jump back to start position and repeat. See how I am doing it in the picture? Do 4 sets of 10 repetitions and soon you will be a jump and wave champion. 2. Frog jumps. Stand in a squat position with your feet at shoulder width, your knees bent, your back straight, and your arms by your side. Jump as far as you can while swinging your arms. Land in the same squat position you started in. Got that? Do 10 jumps and then take a minute for your muscles to rest and then do it again. That's great, my pumpster trainees. You are all doing so well. I see so many of you through my real-world monitor starting to exercise more and eating right. It's awesome. You know, your body is your friend for life, and you only get one, so you better take good care of it. A good way to take care of it is to keep it moving. Running, jumping, hopping, skipping, jogging. There are so many ways to get your body in motion and get in shape. In Pumpland, we love to work out and do the Pumpster Shake.
If you want to live the healthy way, you have to run, jump, and play. If you drink your body well, you'll be all right every single day. Come on, move and shake your body. Move and shake it every way. And let's all do the Pumpster Shake. Shake your body.
I am so proud of you for doing your workouts. You are doing so well, and I know in no time you will be a real pro at all these exercises. You will have more energy and self-confidence, and most of all, you will be able to help others become fit and healthy too. So to recap, it's really important to move your body every day. That is how you will save the day the healthy way. Now let's make sure you are putting good and healthy food in your body. Captain's Cupboard. Last time I asked you to have 2 servings of vegetables each day. Now let's pop that up to 3 servings. Dark green ones like spinach, broccoli, and green beans are great choices. Also, make sure you are drinking a lot of plain H2O. Yep, water. It's so good for you. Your body will love you for it. Trust me, I know. Did you think I would say soda or fruit drinks? Sodas and fruit drinks are full of sugar and won't help you save the day the healthy way. A little bit of fresh fruit or vegetable juices are good too, but the best is plain water. It's the way to go, I promise you. I hope you are getting enough protein. Remember that protein is what builds muscles. You want to have strong muscles, right? Lean meat, fish, eggs, and dairy will all give you great protein. I love a good peanut butter and banana sandwich on a whole wheat bun. Now, we have to talk about peanuts and bread. If you are allergic to peanuts or have a gluten intolerance, you could have any other nut butter you can eat. Instead of a bun, spread some on a celery stick. I love that after a good run. The celery really quenches my thirst too. Another good way to make sure your body is getting enough protein is to have a protein shake. I love a good protein shake with blueberries. You can use any fruit you like. You can even have a different one every day. Blueberries are so good and extremely healthy too. In fact, all berries will help you save the day the healthy way. How many different kinds of berries can you name? There are so many to choose from, such as blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, cranberries, and the list goes on. And they are all great to put in your shake. Shakes are a great way to give your body nutrients fast. When you are in a hurry and have to eat on the go, a shake and a handful of unsalted nuts really hits the spot. Captain's Final Words. Here in Pumpland, we make it a point to help each other so everyone feels worthy and part of a team. You should make it a point, too. Everyone needs a team in life. Now, a team doesn't have to be a sports team. It could be any kind of team. You already have a team and probably don't even know it. Your family and friends are part of your team. Your teachers and coaches are also part of your team. They are all there to help you achieve your goals. They are your teammates. They are there to teach you and guide you, and then before you know it, you will be teaching and guiding others as you become a member of their team. That's what makes a great team. People who care about each other and do what they can to help everyone on the team succeed. So make sure you help each other, because we can all use a little help now and then. Don't be afraid to ask, and don't be shy about offering to help someone who can use it. Teammates help each other, and remember, you need a team to succeed. Well, that's it for now. Until we meet again, my Pumpster friend, this is Captain Pump, your fitness superhero, signing off. And remember, save the day the healthy way. Captain Pump, you save